So yeah, Mr. Downs brought in some pralines.
Yes,
oh my
gosh,
aren't they good?
Huh?
They're warm and juicy.
Yeah, that's just well, they're not juicy, but they are. They're sugary and just
juicy in my mouth.
And again, I'm not a real praline person, but these are. Yeah, this is like a 9.9. Yeah.
Lily's pretty much an amazing cook, yeah. And if Mr. Downs hadn't married her, I would marry her myself.
So, yeah.
Oh.
So it's the 86th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, kicking off tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. I know we'll all be sitting down in front of the TV watching that.
Maybe wait, not. 8 a.m. or 8 p.m.?
8 a.m.
No way. I'm going to be sleeping.
Oh, okay. In addition to the 10,000 Macy's employees, there'll be 28 floats, 11 marching bands, more than 1,600 cheerleaders, and 900 clowns. And we've had, you know, folks from Bryan College Station be in the parade before.
Were they clowns?
No. They had some band people and also the pep squad kind of thing. Yep. 16 giant helium balloons, including a brand new balloon, the Elf on the Shelf.
That is the coolest thing ever.
I don't know what
is the Elf on the Shelf?
Do you guys not know?
No.
Okay, if you get a little one that doesn't know, get them away from the radio in 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
You get it, and you get it out just before Christmas.
Oh, uh-huh.
And the elf hangs around the house to make sure that you're being good and reports back to Santa Claus every night.
Oh.
So part of the fun then is the...
Just like Santa's KGB?
Sort of. So yeah. Then the part of the fun is every morning when you get the child up, the child has to go find the elf.
Oh, okay.
All ours right. Is named Buddy, and if you go online and search, which I've done... You can find different fun things to do, like I scattered flour on the cabinets or on the countertops and put Buddy in it so it looked like he was doing snow angels.
Oh, cool.
That's a cool idea.
You get some Cheerios out. Buddy had donuts the other night.
Well, who does this? Who
How
makes
big
this?
Is the elf?
If you just search Elf on the Shelf, you can buy them. And I want to say I saw them at Macy's, but I don't remember for sure.
See,
well, that would make sense.
I always, on a similar note, I always thought it would be fun if I ever have children to... You know, have the Advent, the nativity scene up on the hearth, which is where my family would always put it. But then have the little magi and everyone traveling from different parts in the house for the 40 days leading up to Christmas, where they just move a little bit, where you can see them traveling.
She's doing a stop motion movie.
I was going to say, she's the Ray Harryhausen of nativity scenes.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, so Elf on the Shelf is new. Apparently Hello Kitty is new and Papa Smurf. Returning balloons would include Buzz Lightyear, Charlie Brown, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Julius, Kermit the Frog, Kung Fu Panda, Pikachu. What is that? It's like somebody sneezed.
It's a Pokemon.
Oh,
all right.
It's the unevolved version of the Raichu.
Okay. Of course, that's what I was thinking. Pillsbury Doughboy, Ronald McDonald, Sailor Mickey, Sonic the Hedgehog, Spider-Man, and SpongeBob SquarePants.
I am surprised when I went to New York how small that little area is that they do all of that.
Mm, yeah.
The green part that they show on television is like half a block.
Yeah, it's not very much room. And again, you remember they had the high wind problems. They've had, you know, problems before, but generally, there were no Macy's Day parades from 1942, 43, and 44. That's because of the war. The first televised parade was in 1945.
Right after the war.
Yep. They borrowed animals from the Central Park Zoo when they started this thing back in 1924. The first huge helium balloon was Felix the Cat. And
I do like Felix.
For 1963, for that parade, all the floats had black bunting because of the assassination of President Kennedy. No balloons.
Nice touch.
Yep. No balloons in 71 due to the high winds. And in 1989, the parade had its first snowstorm. So there you are. Among those who will be performing, and I never get this.
They don't perform.
They don't. They lip sync and you're...
Right and most there. Of the time, badly.
Yeah. Kobe Calais and Rachel Crowe. And Jimmy Fallon in The Roots. What does that mean? Chris Isaac. Oh, Carly Rae Jepsen. Yeah. And Mannheim Steamroller. So,
hey, I just got an email that says from Alan Cannon. It says, Bingle Bell seniors are in the Macy's Day Parade.
Oh, very good. All right. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. Hey.
Hey, Scott.
There he is. There's the AC right there. How you doing, man?
I was just going to tell you, Bingle Bells from Consolidated will be in part of the drill team at Macy's tomorrow morning.
You have a vested interest in this?
I do.
That makes me feel old.
Wait, so are you listening to us from New York right now?
No. Alan works at A&M. He's been busy because he's getting phone calls from people he's never heard of before, aren't you?
Absolutely, Scott, and I'll look forward. Maybe you can come out to practice on Thanksgiving. How's that?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, exactly. I know you'll be spending some time out there. Now, do they do anything? Now, do you know where they're going to be in the parade?
I have not seen the order
right
yet, but they will be there in the parade, and luckily good weather.
Yeah, that's good. And I guess now with everything being online, you can actually go and get that and capture it, and you can send it to grandparents and people like that who might not be able to see her on there, huh?
Absolutely. I think we're going to have much better seats in front of the television than my wife up there along the parade route.
That's some. Hey, thanks, AC. Appreciate it, buddy.
Scott.
See you later. All right, there you go. Yeah, Alan's the director of sports information. He's the associate athletic director for sports information. That's why he has to be here.
He's the one that herds us into the press conferences and herds us out.
Yeah, he's the one who's getting calls from all sorts of radio and television stations saying, now this Manziel person who you have.
Who's this Manziel guy?
Yeah, that's it. So anyway, thanks, AC. So tomorrow being Thanksgiving, when most of us chow down on turkey, along with the ham and the prime rib and the turducken and
stuff.
Tofurkey, because we did that once. Once.
Is it awful?
We did that once. It was horrible. What was worse was the tofu stuffing that they gave us.
Goo.
Yeah, which was, I mean, it was kind of grainy, and it was pre-shaped.
Stuffing is not generally meat anyway.
Well, I know, but they did an entire, like, vegan thing. I don't know. It was horrible.
So what color was it?
Well, you see, that's the thing. You can make it any color you want. So they made it a, you know, turkey color, like light meat. And I think they came in and said, you don't want light meat or dark meat. And I have to say, it was the folks from HEB who did it. They're very nice. They came in and did it. They knew it tasted horrible. They knew we would think it tasted horrible. But they brought it in anyway so that we could try it. Yeah. And you know what they said is you know, we'll do this for those Mozons once and they'll never ask for it again. And true to our word, we have not.
I was thinking, I wonder what it tastes like.
No, you don't want to know. You really don't. Either that or get a vegan friend. And
well, tofu takes on the flavor of whatever it's with.
Right.
So how do they make it taste like turkey?
Well, I know. They inject like gravy-toid things. I'm not sure. But
gravy-toid.
That's what I would say is Kat, what I would say is maybe like next September or October, make a vegan friend just for the holidays.
Now, you're assuming I have no vegan friends.
Oh, yeah, and you might. That's very, how silly of me to think that.
Scott!
Yeah, really. Yeah. So anyway, so maybe if you have a vegan friend who's going to be doing that, or, you know, you could probably go by Central Market in Austin. They're probably giving away free samples.
I want to drive all the way to Austin to get a tofurkey.
Okay, they would be doing that, though. But anyhow, if you get a chance to try it, I know you'll be supremely disappointed. Lennox China Company talked about Turkey Day and what we eat besides turkey. Now, 90% of us do eat turkey. 9% eat ham. 2% will serve pork or beef. And 1% will serve chicken. That, again, of the people who are not vegan or vegetarian. So
see, we serve turkey and a ham.
Oh well, see, that's you know, that's certainly something that's common as well. And you know, quite often there would be a game type Thanksgivings as well. You know, they'll do a wild turkey, but they might do venison to go along with it. So you know, all of those things that happen.
We've had venison for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, see, so all of those things can happen. All right, it's 8:21.